What do you remember about high school?
Well, most of what I remember about high school was playing basketball. And the girls played basketball by boys' rules, and we had courts out in the yard. There was no inside basketball during those days. And I was so large and rough, they made me the captain of the team my freshman year of high school. And of course, we played other schools, and that was fun going visiting other schools. I left school halfway through my junior year and I came to Washington.
Why?
Well, I had a cousin who was ill, and my uncle sent for me to come up to be her companion. But she didn't live long after I got here. So I just stayed on. And I was telephone operator for Franklin Exchange for a while. Then I went in the Navy. I was a yeomanet during World War I. And I stayed in that till I got married. First time.
What was a yeomanet?
Yeomanet?
Yeah.
It's like the waves now.
Oh.
I worked clerical work.
Okay. So the service. The Navy.
Yeah. How much was your pay as a telephone operator?
Well, it was about $18 a week. That's why I left the telephone company and went in as a yeomanet. I made more money. I made $25 a week there.
What kind of things did you do for entertainment when you were young in D.C.?
Well, when I came up here, I lived with my cousin. And we were permitted to go to dances. And we went almost every night to Glen Echo, she and I. Because we'd go out there with our dates and we had a lot of fun. And they had open streetcars in those days. And one night we was on this open streetcar and two young men followed the streetcar all right out to Glen Echo. And after we got out there, well, my cousin told one man that she was married and he found me and I told her she wasn't. So later on, a few years later, well, she married this man. And they still living together happily now. Yeah. And the other fella, I danced with him out there, but I was a little old for him. Then he went with my cousin's sister, and she was too young. So my cousin introduced him to her girlfriend, and they were married. And they made two lovely couples.
Like, what kind of rides were at Glen Echo?
Oh, roller coaster and everything you could think of. We went on a roller coaster every night, and we flirted with the ticket takers, so they let us ride free. We pretended to give money. Until one night, we always sat on the front seat, and my cousin lost her balance some way, and she went over the front. It hadn't been for the man sitting in the back of us and grabbed her by her heels, she'd have been killed. So when we got down, we never went on a roller coaster anymore. That kind of stopped us from going to Glen Echo overnight. But up on 14th Street, they had a dance hall up there. And we'd go up there and dance. And we'd come home at like 12 o'clock at night on these streetcars. And that was a lot of fun. Sometimes we'd get dates and go to Chinese dinners and things like that.
November 11th, 1918, the war was over. What was the day like for you?
Oh, it was wonderful. We celebrated by having parades and parties at work. And they had parades all over town.
1919, women got the right to vote. Did you exercise your rights then?
No, I didn't. I didn't exercise them until 1927. I moved to Maryland, and that's when I registered to vote. I registered in the Democratic Party.
Therefore,
I voted for Roosevelt four times.
What do you think of the flappers?
Oh, I thought they was wonderful. I wasn't a flapper. But they wore long dresses and then had these short dresses with beads on, and they did the Charleston. And I had a cousin who could really do the Charleston, but I never learned how. What was it?
What did you think of the movies then? What about them?
Oh, I liked them. I went a lot. There were, when I first started going to movies, after I came up here, it's all silent. And whatever they said, they had written down underneath what they were saying. And that's back in the days of Rudolph Valentino, and he was handsome. And all the women, I went to see every movie made.
You were married and had young children, and the Depression hit. What was Grandfather's occupation?
Well, he worked at Navy Yard as a model maker until the war ended. Then he couldn't get work anyplace. He did get work in a garage for $25 a week. We couldn't live on that. So he went out and borrowed money, and he brought a truck, and he started hauling fruit from Florida. And we had more during the Depression than we had afterwards. We really didn't suffer during the Depression. Because then during the summer, he would go to the Carolinas and bring up strawberries and fresh vegetables from there.
Did you have food stamps?
Yes. You only had so many food stamps, we could only get so much meat. So the way we helped ourselves, he hauled his fruit from Florida. Any he couldn't sell or it was cracked or something, he'd bring home and I would can it and make jelly and preserves out of the strawberries and grapes and things. Then we'd squeeze our own orange juice. The oranges he couldn't sell. We'd squeeze our own orange juice and made our orange juice.
Children were growing when World War II occurred. How did this affect you, your husband, and your children?
Well, we planted a garden. Farmer had a vacant lot beside us, and we'd have a garden up there in the summer. As I said, he hauled his fruit from Florida, so we really didn't go hungry. Didn't have too many clothes to wear except hand-me-downs. But we had plenty of
orange juice to drink and plenty of fruit to eat because he couldn't sell it on the fruit stands. He sold his fruit out on the street out of a truck.
So whatever was left over, he would bring it home, and I would share with the neighbors.
Well, most of them lost their
homes. They just couldn't find work or do anything. And I shared with neighbors on my street the fruit and vegetables that your grandfather brought home. We would share with them.